From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. This fall, California regulators are considering whether to approve a controversial pesticide called methyl iodide. Strawberry growers say they need it for their $2 billion annual crop. But scientists warn that methyl can cause miscarriages and brain damage in farm workers. As KQED's Amy Standen reports, both sides are paying close attention to a recent report from Florida, where the pesticide is already being used.
The recent tests look at two Florida fields, one in Sarasota, the other in Dade County, that were sampled over 3 months following a methyl iodide application in January. One field had already been sprayed back in 2008. In both cases, traces of iodide, a component of methyl iodide, turned up in the groundwater. And in both cases, those measurements stayed pretty much the same over the 3 months. But in the field that had been sprayed in 2008, the level was much higher, as much as 1,000 times higher than normal freshwater level. Ann Catton is with the California Rural Legal Assistance Program. She says methyl iodide may have leached into the groundwater.
The levels were high enough to present a risk to young children drinking that water.
But Jeff Tweedy says if methyl iodide was leaching into the groundwater, you'd expect to see that level rise after the second injection in January. Tweedy is with Arista Life Science, the chemical company that produces methyl iodide.
We don't believe that it will get into the groundwater.
A spokeswoman for California's Department of Agriculture said that if the pesticide is approved here, they'll require similar groundwater testing. A final decision is expected by the end of the year. I'm Amy Standen, KQED News.
And I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from the Marin School, College Prep, Independent, taking a different approach to high school. TheMarinSchool.org.